Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. In this video, I'm asking about Chinese espionage in the United Kingdom. Well, China is a superpower. Everybody knows that. The second largest population in the world. About 1% of the population in the United Kingdom is ethnically Chinese. Perhaps half of those come from mainland China. The rest are Hong Kongers, Chinese Malaysians, Chinese Americans, Taiwanese, Singaporeans, and so forth. So the overseas Chinese, they don't always have any loyalty or identification with mainland China. In some cases, their families left mainland China several generations ago. They might be intermarried with other groups and so on. And some of the mainland Chinese are dissidents as well. You know, human rights activists who've claimed asylum in the United Kingdom. I know that Hong Kong is part of the People's Republic of China, a special administrative region and all that. But the British security services, well, MI5 in particular, that's the domestic one, is increasingly vocal about the scale of Chinese espionage in the United Kingdom. It's been going on a large scale for at least two decades. Now the two countries have traded for 400 years. Admittedly, the United Kingdom as such didn't exist till 1707, but some of its constituent parts. Hong Kong went back, which obviously gifted China with about 5 million people, most of them who spoke fluent English, so great at spying all the rest of it. But there are more and more Chinese people living in the United Kingdom, and the vast majority of them are innocent, not being Sinophobic. But some of them are not, and people are members of the Chinese Communist Party. That's up to 10% of the Chinese adult population. And the higher you go in Chinese society, the higher and higher the percentage that gets in business and academia, in anything else. And of course, British universities are frank about the cruciality of Chinese student numbers to keeping them afloat financially. So there are tens of thousands of Chinese students arriving in the United Kingdom every year, and without which many of these universities go bust. They're very candid about it. And so it goes on. And that's why there's an unofficial ban on saying anything uncongenial to the Beijing regime in British academia. If you report frankly about human rights abuses of the Uyghurs who are enslaved and so on, that's seen as anti-China. Now, no one should be mistreated for their ethnicity. That includes the Han Chinese. That includes the Uyghurs. No one should be mistreated for his or her religion or lack of religion or anything of that nature. But I'm afraid that frank racist policies are pursued by the Chinese government. Okay, and Han Chinese people are mistreated by the Chinese government as well. But what is the purpose of all this espionage? Now, partly it's technological scientific secrets to then advance the Chinese economy. For over 30 years, China's been doing this at a very large scale, international intellectual property theft. Now, Western countries, when they were economically dominant, could have been firm about this in the 90s and said, you know, sanctions, no trade, and then the Chinese would learn their lesson. But they didn't, and it's too late now. And so that's why they've copied a lot of Western technologies, not just the United Kingdom, but I'm focusing on the UK right now, so that's useful to them economically. What else? Just all sorts of government communications, which is why the UK was so stupid to allow a lot of its internet, a lot of its mobile phone network to be compromised by sales to Chinese companies. And some people were like Cassandra speaking out of this over 10 years ago when the decision was made. Obviously, they want to steal military secrets in cases of war between the United Kingdom and the People's Republic of China. Unlikely. And the UK's got no base in the Far East. The British military is puny now. Not many disrespect to the men and women in His Majesty's Armed Forces, but there are just so few of them. I mean, only 70,000 soldiers. Fewer now than 300 years ago, despite the population being 10 times higher. I know numbers don't matter as much as they once did, partly because technology is a force multiplier. You can operate drones and things, but numbers still count for something, right? But also to sell secrets to Russia or other countries. So there's an advantage for them in that. It's a deterrent, the United Kingdom saying we can't send up to China because they've got so many secrets of ours. Anyway, it's also here to harass and intimidate Chinese dissidents, say the long arm of the Chinese Communist Party will get you even here. You've got relatives back in China just reminding you they could go to Laogai, they could go to a concentration camp, and no individuality will punish the innocent. these relatives just to get back at someone, well, who's also innocent, who simply asserted his or her human rights to speak out against torture or enslavement or whatever else is in the People's Republic of China. And I know some people genuinely support the Chinese Communist Party, partly been brainwashed for propaganda. And morality aside, it has achieved some impressive results. You see how it had been transformed economically. You know, I know a woman who was there in the early 1980s in quite a major city in China. Almost nobody had electricity or running water. Virtually everybody has that now. Even in the 80s, there's a significant number of people who were illiterate, and on and on. And our life expectancy was risen. I know the pollution is horrendous, but you remember the 60s, millions of people starved to death. Millions. A famine deliberately started by the Communist Party. Something they're very keen to forget. It's part of their war on truth. They also have these unofficial police stations operated illegally in the United Kingdom. So a lot of espionage, as I say, is signals intelligence, hacking into computer systems, maybe even directional microphones, decrypting encrypted messaging systems. And, even WhatsApp can be cracked. That's very tricky. The Israelis are said to be the masters of this. You know, as Mossad's motto goes from the Bible, by subterfuge ye shall do battle. Because they're surrounded by foes, they could never match them numerically, they had to outmatch them intellectually. We come back to the Chinese, there's also human intelligence. That's the information they can only get by having someone in a certain place or moving in with particular people. And that would be someone like H6, Yang Tengbo, Prince Andrew's quantum friend. Pick up tittle-tattle, maybe ask Andrew to tell him something, because of course palaces and other sensitive buildings we regularly swept for bugs. They would have the best encrypted messaging system. Even then, that's not absolutely fail-safe. The United Kingdom, I'm told, is fairly good at cyber warfare, only fairly, not excellent. Maybe outmatch the Chinese. So these are their purposes, and I think quite effective at it. That's why they're really sounding the alarm bell. They've been trying to do it privately, quietly for several years. The MI6, MI5 chiefs. And no, I'm not a member of any intelligence community. Sir Ian Duncan Smith, former leader of the Conservative Party, he's been quite vociferous about this for several years, partly because his links to the army. He was an officer in the Scots Yard for several years. But it reminds me, David Cameron, he's the one who signaled the golden era of relations with China naively, short-sightedly. And the reason he did it was 2010, he became prime minister. The British economy was anemic, really needed more commerce and investment. The People's Republic of China seemed the obvious place to go. The second biggest economy in the world, rolled out the red carpet for Xi Jinping. President Xi was accorded a human rights, state visit, despite the horrendous human rights record of his regime, because they desperately needed money. So when financial considerations clash with human rights, we know the financial ones are going to win almost every single time. It reminds me what Hillary Clinton, then the United States Secretary of State, i.e. their foreign minister, said, came out in 2010 with WikiLeaks. How do you argue with your banker? The United States desperately needed loans, more investments from China, and so just didn't feel it could be firm on various other issues. So that's what Chinese espionage is trying to do, presumably actually fairly successfully doing. And then the United Kingdom is so palsied, is so limp-wristed about these things, and we don't want to be called racist by being firm about this. It's not racism. No one should be mistreated for being Chinese. Absolutely not. But we've got to be frank. There's a significant number of Chinese people who are engaged in espionage, as well as doing a legitimate job. So, you know, of the roughly 700,000 people of Chinese descent in the United Kingdom, it may be a very small percentage. It might only be 1%, but that's obviously still far too high. HSBC, you know, that Chinese bank, which brought up Midlands Bank, even some people working there. And I think, again, it's probably a very small percentage, but that's too much. Obviously, there's no such thing as absolute security, as absolute counter-espionage. There are always going to be a few slip through the net, but got to try and make it a lot more difficult. Right. Thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.